da? Ah, ist wieder 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 da?
You're listening to Beats in Space. Yeah. You're on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Beats in Space every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And right now you've been listening to a guest DJ set from Roy Denk. Did I just say Roy a little weird there?
I think you said Roy.
Yeah. It sounded like that, didn't it? I don't know.
Yes. I've been known to answer to Roy. My little cousins. They're all grown up now, unfortunately. I don't hear that. Thanks for reminiscing.
Yeah, no problem. So what are we listening to right now?
This is Pig Bag, 6 of 1. One of my favorite jams.
And one of your favorite labels, isn't it?
Y Records in the His House, indeed.
This has been Y Records night.
Why ask why?
Why?
Why ask why?
Here, you read back some of these other, I don't know.
You
can give out the shout outs to whoever told you about things.
I'm gonna just highlight some of the tunes. Earlier in the set, you heard some a really funky industrial jam by Split Second, and that was the Flesh remix. My girlfriend Mandy tipped me that.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, she's got great taste. She actually tipped me that band a while ago, but they put out a lot of crap, like most bands, and of course I didn't find anything good until I went through her collection. I played
women,
exactly. You know? Played a Billie Jean cover by Sly and Robbie, which was kind of interesting on a tallow tip. Played a couple Shriekback tunes. Just before this, you heard Nightwork, and earlier in the set, you heard kind of a
freaked out. Wait, did you just say Sly and Robbie on the tallow tip?
That was what that Billie Jean cover was.
And a tallow.
It was pretty tallowy.
But it's Sly and Robbie are not Italo.
No, but that mix was definitely Italo style. Huh? You know what I'm talking about, right? The Billie Jean thing I played earlier?
Yeah. But I mean, Sly and Robbie and the Taxi Crew.
Yeah, Dub Reggae, obviously.
Yeah.
That was an odd mix of theirs. That was definitely odd.
All right. Fine.
We're not
fine,
going
we'll
down.
Go
there's,
with it.
There's another tune coming here.
No, we can't go over this.
Oh, because you got something?
Well, it has had vocal. You know, we don't want to talk.
Whoa. It is a dub mix, actually. It's just vocals in the beginning.
Okay, fine. Then we'll just.
I don't care. I don't have to hear it. We don't have to, like, pig bag it out
whatever,
all night.
Man.
We've had a lot of pig
it's
bag.
It's Y Records tonight. All right.
Why
so go ahead.
Why?
Yeah.
Please ask why. Some other highlights, played the new Padded Cell single on DC Recordings, who are completely on fire at the moment. That was Signal Failure earlier in the set.
And you know, thanks to James for coming on the show.
Big up James Dyer from DC Recordings and Stromba, and Tom Tyler, the man, the legend, not the myth. I'm just going to highlight a couple things that I was particularly excited about. I mean, obviously every tune I played was exciting, but played the Derek May Mayday mix of Nitzarev's Shame, played Slam Dunkulous DFA remix of Nine Inch Nails, believe it or not, Uru Taichi, new single on Bear Funk, it's a Japanese band.
That was nice.
Mizen Gymnastics, really, really sick. Played kind of obscure one by the Flying Lizards, Move On Up. Played Atones on Tail, Now We Lust.
12-inch, which, you know, I just have that compilation of all their 12-inches, but that one.
Flip is interesting, too. The Flip has a lot of backwards vocals, which all point to Satan as the reason why.
I love that. I love
why those guys made some bad music after that. I mean, Love and Rockets were okay, but nothing tops Now We Lust.
Yeah.
Played some freaky girl punk funky shiznit.
Oh, yeah. Namely,
can I say shiznit on there?
Let's just try not to.
Okay, I'm not going to say shiznit anymore. Otherwise, we'll be in some deep shiznit.
Yeah, okay. Let's stop that right now.
Played the Slits, instant hit. More on the girl tip. Deborah on the Puerto Rican side. Side A, side B. Pink Military's Blood and Lipstick. Pulse Lama's Ungawa, part two. That was that freaky bongo-driven number. Later in the set, we got a little tech-heavy. With a really interesting and definitely pumping, oddly enough, mix by my man, my mellow, Brennan Green, who's not listening, as a sort of return a favor to me since I dissed on his show in the summer and decided to watch Blade Trinity, which was far more interesting than Brennan said here since I hear him play all the time. It's like, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Brennan and other sort of musical mentors. Mr. Gamal Awad.
Oh, wait. He might be listening. That's probably him calling
right now. We ain't picking up.
Yeah, we're not picking up. So
gotta give a shout out to Mandy. Gotta give a shout out to my girl again because she's tipped me to lots of good stuff. And yeah, it's worth more than good tunes. Gee, who else? Gotta give a shout out to Dan Jin and Selzer. The man. The myth.
All right.
The man.
All right.
The non-woy. And Brian Paul, who's not listening, but will probably listen to the archive, who is in France with his lady Jermaine.
For a while, and I just I just saw him, you know.
And he's thankfully not drunk anymore.
Yeah, he's not drunk, but
were you there when he was doing taking
his
shoe
puking?
Off and stuff? The puking was earlier, then he started taking his shoe off. Our friend got drunk for the very first time. He's 28 years old. Got drunk and marked the occasion with a full-on performance that was quasi-improv, and it was called What Should We Do with the Drunken Sailor? And quite frankly, all we could do was send him home to drown in his own misery. He got wasted. I think the real problem that night is that he just...
And you were a pirate.
I was. I was the host. I was the Captain Dankulous, I guess. Do you got a tune queued up?
Yeah, I got
you want to get a beat going?
Yeah, this is a bit faster. This next one... thanks to Jerk Over Eskimo, is the new 12-inch from Lindstrom and Prince Thomas.
Norway in the house.
Norway and Belgium.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. Hopefully, Hans Peter and Thomas probably listening on the archive tip at least. Maybe not right now, since they're probably asleep.
Yeah,
their children
are waking up.
Their families.
Yeah,
waking up to darkness.
So what do you have coming up? Anything you want to mention?
Got a mix CD. Email me, and maybe I'll send you a copy, or you can enter like a contest and tell me why you love me. Email me at thedankmancometh@gmail.com. That's actually the name of the CD. Finished copies will be circulating at your fine retail locations probably early November. Turntable Lab, Other Music here in New York gonna have it. Probably Breakbeat Science here in Japan are gonna have it. Hopefully Piccadilly Records in Manchester and England and some folks in Europe will have it. Working on some edits, also feeling the itch to go back in the studio. I used to make drum and bass, as you know, a while ago, and didn't make music for a minute. I did some commercial projects, some like dubby, trippy disco, and now just feeling the itch to bang it out. Gabber Techno style, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love that.
All right. 909 music.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get Mr. Sweeney himself on the sax to
we'll
give me
see.
Some licks.
Uh-oh.
Give me some licks.
Uh-oh. Gotta practice a little bit.
What else do I have? DJing a lot. We actually, Brendan and I stopped doing our monthly Pop Your Funk thing, but we're doing still a number of nights at APT and around town, either together or just DJing a lot individually. Brendan's blowing up on the worldwide tip.
Worldwide tip.
I'm just blowing up in a couple of boroughs. Haven't made it out to Queens yet, if you know what I'm saying. Holla back, Queens. Where you at? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but things are good.
All right, good.
We're actually playing together in a few weeks at the APT 5-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah, with
Luke Vibert. Friday, November 4th.
What else do you know about that? Who else is playing?
Me, Friedman, I think that's it, and Luke Vibert extended set, and it's the 5-year anniversary of APT, which is a milestone. They have a crazy slamming new sound system, which will be fun, and I think they're doing like some mega long open bar, so I may turn into my alter ego that night.
Roy Drank. Drank.
Good house.
All right.
Enough talking.
Yeah, let's
get
back
listening.
To yeah.
We love you.
But thank you, Roy, again
for having me.
Second set on the show.
Yeah.
And
should we hug? If you guys could see, if there's like a video thing going on,
we're Tim making out right now.
No, they're making out, but we're having a firm embrace right now. We're doing it's beyond a pound. It's beyond a. It's
ow,
beyond
it hurt.
A bro,
ow,
it's beyond
stop
a bro
that.
Hug. It's a squeeze. Ow.
All right. Lynn Strong and Prince Thomas. Here we go. I'm gonna start mixing now.
These guys are gonna hate us for talking over this.
Yeah, I know. All right. Beats in Space.
Peace.
Every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Check the website, www.beatsinspace.net. If you want, you can give us a call, 212-998-1818. Email tim@beatsinspace.net or instant message, WNYU Radio. All right, here we go.
Dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Tous les jours sont les mêmes. Pour effacer nos cernes de plaisir chimique, pour nos cerveaux trop ternes. Dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Dis-moi que tu m'aimes. Thank you.
Beats in Space here with your host Tim Sweeney, WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Right now you're listening to Model 500, a track called Wanderer. Before that we had Error Error with Gimme Pink on Italic.